From the moment Stephen Richards learned of something called Emerald Tree and of the existence of a secret that could destroy the Dominion, he's been obsessed with the need to uncover it. What could it be, and how could it be found?
This target practice may be necessary, Christina, but it's not one of my favorite things to do.
Here comes your score, Steve.
13 out of 15. A 0.8666 accuracy rating. Final target group in place. Fire 5 shots when ready.
Oh, my concentration's off. I've got something on my mind I can't seem to shake loose.
Well, finish up here and we'll go someplace and talk it out, okay?
Commander, a comment if you please. Angle your right shoulder toward the target a bit more, and your accuracy will increase by 13.4%.
Are you sure, Beta?
Affirmative, Commander. It will place you directly on line.
100% accuracy on final target group. Total cumulative score, 96.500. Next, please.
Well, that did work better. Thanks, Beta.
My pleasure, Commander.
Let's walk back to base for lunch, Steve. I'm starved. You can tell me what's on your mind on the way.
It's my parents' last message, Christina. It haunts me.
You know, it might never be possible to put a definite meaning to that message.
I can't accept that. My parents lost their lives trying to tell me the secret that could destroy the Dominion. I have to find it, Christina.
Commander, as I recall, their message was, to destroy the Dominion, first you must destroy, and then the transmission was cut off.
What could it mean? Destroy what? What could be so crucial to the Dominion system that to destroy it would mean an end to the whole thing?
The key is probably in your Dominion past, Steve.
But where? In what random combination of thoughts and facts? Beta, I wish I had memory banks to scan like you do.
It is more convenient and efficient. If I might be permitted to observe, there are many deficiencies in the human brain.
As you're forever reminding us, Beta.
On the other hand, humans have some things I deeply admire. Ears, for example, wonderful parts.
That's it, Beta. You're a genius.
Why, thank you, Commander.
But all he said was
I think I finally know a way to get close enough to Dominion to learn the secret. It just might work.
During lunch, Richards outlines his daring plan.
I know I'm right, General. I've spent months trying to figure this out, and finally I think I have a plan that'll work.
Sounds interesting, but extremely dangerous. However, I'm willing to listen. Christina, pass the meat enhancer, the beef. And Beta, I believe I'll have a refill on the Opergian beer.
Send out for Opergian beer, me. I'm not the service droid, really.
I'm listening, Steve.
Well, first a question, sir. How much do you know about Dominion homeworld?
Not nearly as much as we need to. We know it's on the planet Vega, that Ygra Thor appears to be in charge, and that the planet's surrounded by a deadly high-energy force field.
As far as we know, no one's ever seen their leader. Precious little is known about Ygra Thor. And every attempt to penetrate the force field has resulted in death.
Ah, Beta, thank you. Just set it down here.
I've alerted the service droid if you need anything else. Have I missed anything?
Quiet, Beta.
General, when I was with Dominion, nothing of importance was decided without definitive orders from Vega. No questions asked.
Vega? Not Corps Command?
Correct. Now, if we could somehow penetrate Dominion homeworld, I feel sure we could learn the secret, the way to destroy this stranglehold on the galaxy.
You're not suggesting a direct assault on Vega. It would be suicide.
No, not an assault, sir. A way to eavesdrop on the planet's internal communications. A listening probe planted on one of the Vega moons.
A space ear. An extremely bold and intriguing possibility, Commander.
What exactly are you proposing, Steve?
Well, the standard catalog shows that Vega has three moons. Now, one of them, Luna 1, has an atmosphere tolerable for humans. Correct, Beta?
Affirmative, Commander. But the atmosphere on Luna 1 is quite thin, approaching the dead zone. Barely breathable for your life form.
But breathable. Sir, a small landing party would plant a listening device on Vega. What it picks up could be monitored from our long-range scanners recently installed in the Cartoon bunkers.
It's a long shot, Steve.
But is there any alternative, Father? If this works, it could be a major breakthrough.
The mission is within the limits of probability, General.
It's high risk, no matter what the probability.
Sir, if the Dominion is vulnerable, if it is hiding a fatal weakness, it'll be found by listening in on Homeworld.
All right. If you're convinced the secret can only be found on Vega, Steve, then we must try to find it. Get your landing party together. Permission to go to Luna 1 granted.
On Dominion Homeworld, deep inside the caverns of Vega, a conversation between two familiar voices is in progress.
You have done well, my friend. I sensed a change in tactics, but could not pinpoint the origin and plan.
Transporting proton workers from Nitra to Cygnus 3 gave me perfect cover. Humans speak so freely. It is easy to discover their plans.
They intend to come to Luna 1. So be it. I will be waiting for them.
Time is now a factor to be considered, sir.
Yes, it will be costly to me, but it must be done. I will turn my attention toward Luna 1, and away from the master plan for a time. These rebels cannot be allowed to play their game pieces out of turn. Only I decide the move.
The Luna 1 landing party travels through the blackness of space, heading toward a small moon in the next star system. The long and perilous journey has just begun.
Course plotted and locked in, Commander. Computer will course correct as needed.
Estimated time to the Vega moon, Beta?
ETA 1 day, 3 hours, 57 minutes.
Let's put the time to good use, then. Dr. Close, as our mission scientist, what can you tell us about Luna 1?
Beta, scan the standard catalog for Luna's raw data, please.
One of three Vega moons. Luna 1 is in the star system Cadulus Epsilon. It is barren, waterless, and cold. The atmosphere, a marginal mix of oxygen and nitrogen. Pressure equivalent to 18,000 feet of Earth's altitude.
That's mighty thin air, Commander.
Computer course correction. 019. Mark.
Acknowledged, Computer.
An interesting fact. We are not the first Luna 1 landing party.
You mean the moon is inhabited?
Not exactly. Does the name Dr. Armin Brewer mean anything to anyone? Or the Brewer Expedition?
Wait, I came across that reference when Beta and I researched the Vega system. An exploration team from Earth, searching for possible colonization sites in the galaxy about 40 years ago.
Those expeditions to find settlements were common before Dominion came to power. My father was navigator for the one to Cygnus 3 before it was settled.
Computer course correction. 008. Mark.
Acknowledged, Computer.
I don't recall seeing the findings of the Brewer expedition, though.
That's the mystery, Commander. After making a verified landing on Luna 1, the entire expedition disappeared.
All attempts to locate the team or its ship's log were a failure. No sign of the spacecraft or any of the crew was ever found. The Brewer expedition to Luna 1 vanished without a trace.
The Rebel mission begins its landing on Luna 1.
Okay, Baker, take her down in that clearing.
Power to one-third. Port thrusters on auto.
We're on final.
Now, when we get down, Baker, you stay with the shuttle. Be ready to lift off in a hurry.
Roger, Commander. Won't be too soon for me. This place gives me the creeps already, and we haven't even landed.
Power hover. Steady over landing target. 50 meters.
Now, Dr. Close, we'll be relying on you and Beta for constant readings and analyses once we're on Luna 1.
I'll be paying special attention to respiration rates. Remember, there's barely enough oxygen to keep us functioning at normal performance levels.
Take her down, Beta.
Descent countdown. 10 meters. 5, 2, 1. We have contact. Power off.
Give me a quick scan of the surface, Beta.
Planet's atmospheric and geographic readings match the standard catalog data, Commander. Subsistence conditions for human life forms, no more.
What's that noise?
Commander, I'm getting unusual energy readings. Some of it could be coming from the force field around Vega, but most of it's coming directly from Luna 1.
Keep monitoring, Beta. All right, everybody, let's plant that listening probe and get out of here as quickly as we can. Baker, release the descent ramp.
As the landing party leaves the safety of the Rebel shuttlecraft...
What was that?
Here it is again.
I'm scanning. Indications of a large mass of energy behind those rocks, coming directly for us.
Try to reach the safety of those boulders. A fire as you go. Phasers on kill.
What is it?
Must be 12 feet tall. Look at those claws and its teeth. It's obviously some kind of mutation.
Run. Run for it. Phasers don't seem to affect the thing. Just keeps coming. Wait. What's happening?
It's gone. But where and why? We were at its mercy.
Energy mass no longer readable, Commander.
What was its composition, Beta?
No known life form, Doctor. Just massive energy readings.
Our phasers were useless against it. Why didn't it kill us?
Commander, we've got to rest a moment. Respiration rates were reaching dangerous levels. We must breathe normally. It's important.
Dr. Close, I feel lightheaded and nauseated.
Oxygen narcosis, Christina. Don't be concerned. You're hypoxic, that's all.
Commander, might I suggest we proceed to the coordinates you've chosen for planting the listening device and then get off this moon as soon as possible? Nothing about this place seems right to me.
I couldn't agree more, Beta. All right, now stay alert. Follow me. Did you feel that?
Yes. A seismic disturbance of some kind.
Rock strata on Luna 1 is shifting. Tremendous pressure from below the surface.
A rock slide, Steve, and it's heading right for us.
Try to outrun it. Head for that clearing.
Beta! Steve! Get!
Christina, this way! Break free!
Can't! It won't let me! The rock slide! It's coming straight at me! Help me!
Christina! Beta, help me clear these rocks away from him!
Christina, answer me! Are you all right? Christina!
Carefully. Watch her head. It's bleeding. Move her as little as possible.
Christina, it's Steve. Can you hear me? Beta, med scan, quickly.
It's not possible, Commander. There are absolutely no readings at all. Oh, Christina!
No readings? You've got to be mistaken. Dr. Close, scan again.
Pulse? Negative. Respiration? Negative. Brain waves? Negative.
You mean... she's dead?
No, she is not dead. I would know.
Not dead, Steve. But she isn't alive either. She appears to be in stasis, a suspended state of some kind. I have no other satisfactory clinical explanation.
We've got to get her back to Cygnus 3. Maybe something can be done for her there.
What about the listening probe, Commander?
Oh, forget it. I dropped it back there somewhere. Beta, take Christina. We've got to move fast if she's to have any chance of survival.
The landing party quickly returns to the shuttlecraft, but a surprise awaits them.
I'm getting dizzy, Doctor, and my head aches.
You've exceeded all limits for oxygen starvation long ago. I'm having the same symptoms, even hallucinating.
Speaking of hallucinations...
I don't understand, Commander. What do you see?
Nothing. That's the problem. Unless my coordinates are off, our shuttle should be right in front of us. Can you confirm, Beta?
With all that's happened, I'm a bit out of sync, Commander. But you are correct. That's where we left Lieutenant Baker and the shuttle. They've vanished.
Then we're trapped. Trapped on Luna 1.
While the Rebel landing party struggles with the unknown, unexplained events have also been happening within the Dominion system.
Krieg, two of Dominion's top commanders are missing. Their ships simply disappeared from our observation scopes. You were paid to find out what happened to them.
I've already given my report. The facts cannot be altered. The next move is not yours to make.
You've given no report, Krieg. You just said, watch the scope, and your patience will be rewarded. Oh, you call that intelligence information? Why, if Major Connors were here, he would know how to deal with this incompetent fool.
Unfortunately for us all, your humanoid is still being refitted and reprogrammed. Never fear, General. I can handle Krieg myself.
Then do it.
You will tell us what we want to know, alien. Are the Dominion commanders dead? Have they been purged by Homeworld? Is it possible to broaden our base of power and take command of their sectors, too?
General Derek, the missing Dominion command ships are back on the scope. Both of them. Exactly where they were before they disappeared. And communications back online, too.
I told you all would be as it was. And so I take my leave.
I don't understand. Were they really gone or not? Was it a trick for Shire?
Probably just a communications malfunction. Don't waste any more valuable time on it. There's nothing in it for us.
So where's Krieg? No one dismissed him.
I believe the alien is gone, General. Seems to have slipped away, as he so often does.
On the surface of Luna 1, what's left of the Rebel landing party counts its losses.
Let's see. Baker's missing, along with a shuttlecraft. The listening probe's buried under tons of rock. And then there's Christina. We're alone, Dr. Close, except for something that's out there.
This is how the Brewer expedition must have felt. What a barren place to end one's life.
Wait, Commander. The energy field is receding. Readings show it's losing power rapidly.
Beta's right. It's fading away. Should reach normal levels right about now.
Christina, she's moving. Med scan, Beta, hurry.
Her life signs are all returning.
And the head wound and body lacerations have disappeared. It's as if she were never hurt at all. Amazing.
Why is everyone staring at me? Oh, Beta, stop hopping around like that. You're giving me a headache. Besides, you're ridiculous.
That's the Colonel Zane we all know. I'd say she's going to be just fine.
What are we doing out here in the cold anyway? Why aren't we in the shuttle?
Christina, the shuttle vanished. We're trapped here.
You must be losing it, Commander. The shuttle's right behind you.
What? Well, I'll be...
This is all totally illogical and a terrible strain on my circuits.
Commander, if you could manage to tear yourselves away from the beautiful scenery here, the shuttle is standing by for immediate liftoff. Is everything all right over there?
Just fine, Baker. We're on our way.
Did you plant the listening probe, Steve?
Destroyed in the rock slide. Or at least, I think it was. Come on, I've had enough of this place. Let's get back to Cygnus 3.
Debriefing this mission's going to be interesting. How do we know what actually did happen to us on Luna 1?
Well, the mission wasn't exactly a success. Without that probe working, discovering the secret seems as far away as ever. And yet, I have the nagging feeling that we did discover something of importance while on the Vega Moon. The question is, what?
In a small cave behind a pile of rock and debris, a ship's recorder transmits its log once every 12 hours, just as it has for the last 38 years. It will continue until its power source is exhausted.
Captain Dwyer, final log, Brewer Expedition. I've told you everything. All dead. I am the last. I had to survive to tell the story. Horrible. Unspeakable terror and power. And now you know the secret of this thing. It must be destroyed or Earth is doomed. The entire galaxy is doomed.
The secret of Dominion. Have you discovered it? And what is Emerald Tree? More clues follow in episode 10, The Search Party.